Bickley and Murata live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Couple days away from Championship Sunday, Aaron Rodgers finally gets to be in a home jersey in an NFC Championship game at Lambeau as they take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here joining the show, their great play-by-play radio voice, Wayne Larrivee, checks in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Wayne, it's been a while. Thanks for coming on the show. It's always good to have you on.
Good to be back with you guys again.
Now, the Aaron Rodgers questions. He is playing the quarterback position, as you well know, about as good as you can play it. But when you look at, you know, people always talk about pressure at this point and legacy and resume. How much are you putting into Aaron Rodgers being under immense pressure to get to another Super Bowl at this point?
Well, you know, his whole what he's been pointing to all season is to get to the NFC Championship game and get the game at home. So, no, I think he's looked forward to this moment. You know, we mere mortals might feel a lot of pressure and get really jittery and that type of thing. But guys like Rodgers, Tom Brady, those guys, they relish these opportunities. That's what they live and play for.
When you take a look at this this Packers team, there was I don't know what the word to describe it, but I know last year for a 13-win team, they didn't have the playoff experience. A lot of people thought they would. This Packers team looks like it's firing on a lot of cylinders, particularly offensively. How has this team gelled over the course of the season?
Yeah, I would say offense number one is much better this year than it was a year ago. You know, they were 13-3 a year ago, and I believe they had like a plus 68 point differential or 63, something like that. It was the lowest point differential by any team that had won 13 or more games in since 1970. And so, you know, last year's team won a lot of close games. This year's team did what really good teams do. When it came time to win the ball game, they basically closed down the opponent and pulled away by double digits. So today, you know, this team had a 140-plus point differential, which was third overall in the league. Baltimore was number one at 165, and New Orleans was next at 145. So this is a team that's a lot better, I think, in many respects, but offensively especially. Defensively, they're different. They're not as good in some areas as they were a year ago, but they're better in other areas. And I think in general, probably a better defense overall than they had a year ago.
Staying on the offensive side of the ball and focusing on the quarterback, I mean, we've seen great things from Aaron Rodgers in his career, and I kind of hit on it in the first question I asked you, Wayne, but is this the best you've seen him play?
Yeah, you know, I would have to say so. I mean, 2011, he had an incredibly deep and talented cast around him. The people he had around him in 2011 are a lot like the people Brady has around him today. Just a lot of talent and experience of the skill positions. This group, outside of Devontae Adams, a lot of young guys who are just coming into their own. But they're not the household names that Rodgers had back in 2011 with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver and Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and JerMichael Finley. You know, those guys, they were by then household names. Now, you know, Aaron's working with a new group of players that are just now starting to reach their potential.
When it comes to the Packers and the fan base, obviously the relationship is legendary. It's one of the best in football. What's it been like this year playing in empty stadiums in a city that is so in love with its football team? How is this particular team resonating with the fan base? How is that? What does that feel like, Wayne?
Well, first off, it's really sad. I mean, you go to the stadium and there's you don't have that buzz that you had when the parking lots were full 4 hours ahead of the kickoff and everybody was buzzing about the game and that type of thing. And then you get into the stadium and it's very quiet for the most part. And, you know, once the game starts, your attention's focused on the field. Maybe you don't notice it quite as much, but you notice it in every way. And the players, you know, earlier this year, the Packers were struggling at home. They got beaten, hammered by Minnesota at home earlier this year. I mean, the final score wasn't indicative of the way the game was played. And they were having trouble getting up and playing at home. They were playing much better on the road. And, you know, LaFleur was trying to figure out what is going on here. And a lot of it had to do with they missed the juice that the people bring to that stadium, you know, every week when they're at home. So they've adjusted to that. That it's been different down the stretch now. They've also added some fans And they'll have a little over, what, almost 6,000, 8,000 people in the stadium. And that certainly was a big help, I know, against the Rams in the divisional playoffs. And it should be this week, too, in the NFC Championship game.
Wayne Larrivee, the play-by-play voice for the Green Bay Packers, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. The Packers got off to such a good start this year, 4-0. They head into the bye. They come out of the bye. They play Tampa Bay in Tampa in week six, and it was a one-sided affair, a 28-point win for the Bucs. In your opinion, how much have the Packers improved or changed since then? And can you read much into that game as a preview of things for this week?
Well, you certainly, first off, it was no fluke. Now, the Packers had their worst day, especially Aaron Rodgers played his worst game of the year. That's one thing. But the Buccaneers were really good that day, and they had been coming off a loss to the Bears, and the Packers are coming off a bye, and it just one of those, the biorhythms must have been off. Something was off. The Packers weren't able to compete that day. They got up 10-0 and then gave up 38 unanswered points. And the game was about a 38-point game. And, you know, but since then, I think the Packers have done a better job of adjusting to things. Like, for example, Tampa did some things with their blitzes that really threw off the offense. And today, Tampa's going to do its thing. It's going to blitz and all that. But I think the offense has more answers, more adjustments to make. Davante Adams was talking about that the other day. He said, we're better at making in-game adjustments now than we were back then. But I think it was a bad day for Green Bay. It was a great day for Tampa Bay. Yeah. They looked terrific in that game. And to be honest with you, Tampa is a supremely talented team, and there is no question that was not a fluke. I'm not saying that was a fluke at all back in October.
Yeah. What does the future of Aaron Rodgers look like in Green Bay from your perspective? I know he mentioned his future just yesterday. He called it a beautiful mystery. There's been a lot of speculation with the drafting of Jordan Love, where the team might be thinking and what might be the plan in terms of the future. Where do you think this whole thing is going?
I don't think it's going anywhere for the next year, maybe two. Beyond that, it's hard to tell. I don't know. If Aaron Rodgers plays like this, why would you do anything but keep him in the fold? I mean, you know, this is one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So no one has mentioned anything, you know, about that, even off the record or on the record. Nobody's talked much about it. Aaron has mentioned in vague terms, like you just said, about the future. But I don't think anyone really knows. And to be honest with you, no one's really concerned about that right now. They're concerned about what this team is and what they've become. And I got to tell you something. This is a much better team than the team the Packers took to the playoffs a year ago. And I think that's the number one thing people are focused on within the organization and the team.
All right, last question from a guy who grew up listening to you in Chicago, and you're just as good now as you were then. How would you compare and contrast Bears fans versus Packers fans? Or is that a dangerous question, Wayne?
I would say they're extremely similar. They're very hard on their team. These fans, you know, they know the game, both Chicago fans and Green Bay fans. They really know the game. They know their team. They're emotionally involved with their team, and they are constantly picking at their team to improve the areas that they feel like are deficiencies. I don't know how often I've heard in the last 22 years that the Packers coming off a win and people lamenting the fact that, gosh, that was an ugly win, that kind of thing. But if anyone from the outside comes in and starts criticizing their team, well, that person better, you know, run for the hills.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. I think the fan bases are very similar, obviously from the same parts of the country. And, it's been a privilege for me to broadcast games for these two legendary franchises. Yeah. It is the high point of my career to be able to do that, to have done a Super Bowl with the Bears and a Super Bowl with the Packers. That to me, that's the high point of my career, and to be able to serve Chicago is the best sports town in America, period. There's nothing, no one compares that. And I'm an East Coast guy, I'm a New York guy, but nothing compares to Chicago sports fans. And, you know, as far as the passion for the Packers in Green Bay, there's nothing like that either. So they're very similar, I'll say that much. They don't want to admit that, but they are. They're cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. Wayne, thanks so much for carving out some time for us. Have a great call on Sunday.